Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Florida suffered a lot, as did Puerto Rico, as did the Dominican Republic, Cuba. But this Hurricane Ian was a nasty one. And the aftermath is going to be felt for years. Sadly, some of the danger and some of the deaths that hit with Hurricane Ian isn't the end of it, and there could be more. So last month, Hurricane Ian killed about 100 people. And the floods, the storm itself, but now we're dealing with the infection and the aftermath and the dirty floodwaters and the malnourishment. And so flesh-eating bacteria, Vibrio, is now causing sepsis and necrotizing fasciitis. There's been already 65 cases diagnosed in Florida this year. 11 people have died. And we are concerned that these cases are going to rise even more as people are still trying to recover from the flood damage and from the lack of facilities and lack of sanitation that they had, for weeks following Ian. So the dust has settled, but now there's a surge of Vibrio vulnificus infections. Now we see this bacteria in seawater. Well, that was brought in from the coast. It's known as flesh eating, and we use the term flesh eating when it causes a necrotizing fasciitis. So necrotizing fasciitis is a type of flesh eating process where the fascia that wrap the muscles provide a highway for bacteria. So if you get a cut and that cut goes in pretty deep and the bacteria may struggle among some of the dermal tissue and the superficial epidermis and some of the subcutaneous tissue and some of the fat. But if they could get below that and get on that fascia, that tissue plane, they could spread like wildfire. So necrotizing fasciitis means the fascia gets inflamed, fasciitis, and necrotizing meaning it kills as it goes, causes dead tissue. Now, flesh-eating bacteria can happen in the superficial layers, the epidermis, the dermis, the subcutaneous layer, but necrotizing fasciitis can be harder to find. Remember there was that teenager who was ziplining in Georgia. She sustained a really, really bad cut. The ER sewed her up, but they didn't give her antibiotics because there's this big push to not use that many antibiotics and to not overprescribe. But for me, as an ER doc, any severe wound, yeah, that's deep, gets antibiotics. So she kept coming back saying it hurts. So I'm like, well, of course it hurts. It was a bad cut. But they didn't see any redness on the skin. And they're like, the wound looks good. The stitches look good. I don't see redness. I don't see pus. You look great. Well, the third or fourth time she comes in, a doctor's like, you know what? You got pain down there. Let's start you on an antibiotic just in case it's infected. Well, by then it was too late, and the infection already spread. She went into sepsis within a day, and then she lost, had to lose some of her limbs as a result of that. So I am very pro-antibiotic if somebody suffers from, any sort of infection or cut. And so what happens is this Vibrio gets into a cut. And so you saw images of people swimming around their house, you know, swimming to get to safety, swimming to get to a boat or getting, and you saw, you know, a rescue crews try to keep them out of the water, carry them, you know, with either nets or with their, I think one of the Fox News reporters was carrying people with his own hands so they wouldn't touch the water. It's because the water is dirty. Vibrio vulnificus can kill 1 in 5 people it infects. It will spread to the bloodstream and cause sepsis if unchecked. Other symptoms are fever, chills, skin lesions, and a deadly drop in blood pressure, which is before what happens before you go into septic shock. So Lee County was hardest hit by Ian. They've already seen 4 deaths and 29 cases of Vibrio this year. And they say this abnormal increase is due to the impacts of Hurricane Ian. 26 of those 29 cases happened after September 29th when Ian hit. So if you have an open cut and you're exposed to seawater, it could get in there. Which is why we tell you, if you have an open cut and you go to the beach and you spend a beach day, you need to cover that stuff up or don't go in. If you can't be convinced that you have that wound 100% protected, something's going to get into that wound. And seawater is dirty. I know people think, well, it's salty, so salt kills everything. No, the bacteria know how to live in seawater. There's bacteria in fish excrement and fish poop in the water. Trust me, water's dirty. So, you know, with this, it's obviously causing a concern. So what happened in previous hurricanes? Well, in 2005, Hurricane Katrina caused 22 cases of Vibrio vulnificus and 5 deaths. So interestingly how Hurricane Katrina, with the devastation that caused, had less Vibrio cases. So the water has sewage spills. It has chemicals. Remember, the water will soak up anything that, as the water runs from house to house, I mean, you've seen your garage is filthy. That water takes all of that to you. So that's why we always recommend don't touch the flood water. So, you know, hopefully, you know, they can, you know, overcome this. There's going to be a lot of repair, billions and billions of dollars of repair, flood insurance. They're expecting some companies to go under and homeowners to really get it in the pants when it comes to new policies. We'll see what happens, but it definitely was not good. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who is our producer. So Alyssa had asked, this was last week, why Jeffrey Dahmer would kill his boyfriend. What, you know, if he fell in love with somebody, why would his boyfriend be one of his victims? So I'm almost done with the Jeffrey Dahmer story, but from what I understand, and I've gotten to that episode, which is why I didn't answer this question last week, what I understand is in the Netflix show, the Jeffrey Dahmer Monster series, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, they depict one of his victims as a boyfriend, but from what we understand, they never really dated in real life. However, the victim was real. So Tony Hughes, who's one of the victims in the Netflix series, and I'm not doing any spoilers because for any of you who know who Jeffrey Dahmer was, he killed multiple people. So any person you see in that show, you could assume is, you know, going to die from Jeffrey Dahmer. I think he killed 17 men. But one of the victims was Tony Hughes. He was known as Anthony Hughes. And he had lost his hearing as a baby. I think he was given gentamicin as a baby, and gentamicin was ototoxic, we later learned. So he lost his hearing because of an antibiotic that he was given at birth, or as an infant. And he was an aspiring model. He moved to Madison for college. He wanted to break into the fashion modeling industry. But according to the show, he ended up, he identified as gay, regularly visited gay bars, and that's how he found Jeffrey Dahmer. Although Netflix shows that they were romantic involved and they loved each other and whatever, they say there's no real life indication that this happened. Some sources claim that before Tony's mother mentioned her son had found a new job a couple weeks before his murder, and Tony said that the employer's name was Jeffrey. So we believe that even though the movie wanted to personalize some of the victims, we believe that, again, he was another one of the victims that Jeffrey Dahmer would bring back to his apartment, drug, and then murder. A year after Tony's death, Jeffrey Dahmer was convicted and sentenced to 16 consecutive life terms in prison. He was killed by a fellow inmate, Christopher Scarver, in 1994. So they believe that Tony was strangled after he was drugged. Apparently Dahmer would murder them by different methods, but he some of them were beaten. Some of them were barbells. Some of his victims, but of the 17, it seems like the majority of them were sadly strangled. They would go to an apartment, he would offer them a drink, drug the drink, they would pass out, and in the show, he didn't want them to suffer when they died. That's why he would drug them. It could be he just didn't want them to fight back. He wanted to be successful in the killing. Now, the whole psychology of Dahmer, that is, it's disgusting who he was, it's disgusting what he did. But it's very complex, the psychology of that. And so even though I don't think he loved any of his victims, you know, how do murderers victimize somebody they love? How do they murder somebody they love? And one of remember, you can't use logic, because a person who murders will not think like you or I. Okay, we have logical thinking. Okay, murder is bad. We don't want to hurt a fellow human being. So you can't try to think like they do. They're not going to use the same logic as a healthy person would. But a variety of things are going through their head. Okay, one is when you have somebody who's obsessive, murderous, that could have multiple different mental issues, they might have a possessiveness to them. And so they may love somebody so much that they feel, and I'm not saying this happened with Jeffrey Dahmer because we don't believe he was in love with any of his victims, but I can't necessarily say. And the show sensationalized it a little bit. We're being told not correctly. But they thought of somebody else having that person is more vile to them than the thought of them murdering them. And they prioritize the wrong things. Now me, I'm like, oh my gosh, if my husband ever left me, that would really stink to see somebody else with him. But, you know, it's going to suck, and I'm going to feel bad about it. And then I'm going to find somebody new and hopefully feel better. Okay, that would be, you know, a one way to think it through. But somebody that disgusting and sick in the head could be like, I can't live with the idea of somebody else having them. And if I think they're going to leave me, I'm going to be proactive. And I'm going to feel better knowing that nobody else can have them. And that's how they justify it. And the poor victim is like, what the hell? So that's one issue that could be going on. Another issue is they could be hearing voices. And they could be hearing voices saying, you got to kill them. You got to kill them. They're a demon. They're this. They're this. And or they have delusions that the person they are with is faking it or trying to hurt them, you know. Or they feel that they don't deserve it. They don't deserve to have somebody like this. And they, again, act irrationally. And I mean, it's really hard to go into the mind of people with mental illness. But sometimes these are their thought processes that they admit. And you're like, oh, God, how could you be on this earth among us? I mean, that's... And what might be true with the Netflix series is, and I haven't finished it yet, but is how there were so many warning signs that the family should have picked up on, that law enforcement should have picked up on, that they didn't. For somebody to be able to kill 17 men, You know, I mean, now I think everybody's, spidey senses alert, you know, but, you know, once you heard, you know, this, you know, gay man, you know, was killed, this gay man missing, and you're like, what the hell is going on here? You would think, okay, guys, you know, be careful. There's somebody that could be stalking you at a bar and taking you home. And so, I can't answer that 100%, but, you know, people who are mentally ill, their thought process is something that we couldn't even fathom or replicate. And their logic makes absolutely no sense. You also have other people with mental illness that have rituals. And they feel like they have to do their act, even if they don't want to. That they have ascribed to a duty or to a ritual. And they need to stick to it. And so you might have some, you know, because you're watching this going, okay, it's a kid. He's not going to. It's a kid. Or, you know what? He has feelings for this guy. He's going to change his mind. And he doesn't. Now, mind you, I still have 3 more episodes to go, I think. But we can't get caught in this. We get caught up in, okay, he's going to have a sense of remorse. He's going to have a no. So it's scary. And it's scary to think that you know, these were, you know, individuals that, you know, were just kind of looking for love, hanging out, young. You know, one of his victims was 14 years old. He promised him $50 to pose for photos. Drugged him, strangled him to death, left the body a week before dismembering him. I mean, he had some mentation and some cognition to know how to manipulate people. And know how to lie. So the other thing that's very shocking about any of these stories is you think, well, somebody with bad mental illness, like that guy that tried to push somebody yesterday or the other day, not the one that killed somebody, but pushed somebody unsuccessfully in front of a train, and that guy got saved by bystanders, he was walking around erratic, chaotic. Jeffrey Dahmer had some sort of disguise, where he would try to act normal to get them into his apartment. And they're some of the most scary sort of individuals out there. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is planning to sell more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in a bid to lower fuel prices before next month's elections. This as the OPEC Plus organization has decided to cut oil production by member nations. President Joe Biden stated that there will be consequences for Saudi Arabia and says they're reevaluating the nation's relationship with the kingdom. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall is no fan of releasing more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Certainly, we better hope we don't have a war, because that's what these are meant for. In case of war, we need increased supplies of oil, of gas. We have those reserves.
President Biden spending part of his Tuesday speaking at a Democratic National Committee event in Washington, D.C. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that I'm always fascinated by is how people abuse workers and how customers, you know, and I've seen this with celebrities, think that their poop doesn't stink, and they take it on themselves to, I guess, take on a role of I'm better than you. And, you know, I waited tables, and I thought people could be rude. I thought people could be condescending. But, you know, I would handle it with, you know, my little smart-out nature that I have and my humor. And luckily, I did pretty well. And I overall do pretty well with people who, you know, can start to bring it up. I might not be able to get physical with somebody pretty well, but honestly, verbally, I could take them down pretty comfortably. So apparently, staff at the Balthazar got berated by James Corden. And James Corden, is a, comedian and hosts a bunch of shows and all that. But James Corden, I guess, was caught abusing staff, allegedly. And it was a couple incidents, one in June and another in October. And he was outed on Instagram by a restaurateur, Keith McNally. And I think Keith McNally he's the one that owns the restaurant. I'm not sure. And so McNally said, James Corden is a hugely gifted comedian, but a tiny cretin of a man. And the most abusive customer to my Balthazar servers since the restaurant opened 25 years ago. Now, Corden, once he saw that, did apologize profusely. And this was after the owner said he was going to ban him from the restaurant. So I guess James Corden turned around and did apologize, but now people are thinking that he did it because he got caught. And I don't know much about him. He seems, he seems nice. He seems jovial. He seems, generous. He seems happy. But we're hearing that, no, behind the scene, he's not. We're hearing behind the scene, he doesn't know his cameraman. He can't mention, name, many of his staff members. He barely interacts with the fans unless the cameras are rolling. If the cameras are rolling, he's a different person. And so I find this fascinating. I mean, I'm obviously in show business, and I know a lot of individuals and how they are fake to the cameras, but I also know individuals who are really down to earth. And seeing somebody like this, who is who has this persona of being cool and being nice and being fun, it kind of reminds you that it's fake. It's fake. I mean, and I know there's a lot of crime going on right now, and, people might not interact with people, and we spoke about this the first hour, how there's going to be less sort of person-to-person interactions of communication as people don't know who they could trust. John Lennon was killed by a pseudo-fan, who claimed they were a fan and got his autograph moments before, and, I understand how celebrities might be a little standoffish and not necessarily interact because of safety. But you can say, thank you guys, I gotta go, thank you guys, I appreciate you guys, and leave. But to berate staff and to be demanding and to, So what were some of the things? So according to the manager, he said James Corden was at Balthazar with his wife on October 9th for brunch. He asked for a table outside. Brunch maitre d' Ali Wilders took the party to table 301. His wife ordered an egg yolk omelet with gruyere cheese and salad. A few minutes after they received the food, James called over their survey and said there was a little bit of egg white mixed in their egg yolk. He informed the floor manager, the maitre d' did. The kitchen made the dish, but unfortunately sent it with home fries instead of salad. Okay, no big deal. Hey, guys, we needed salad, not the fries. James Corden began yelling like crazy to the server, you can't do your job, you can't do your job. Maybe I should go into the kitchen and cook the omelet myself. Now, the server was very apologetic and brought the manager over to the table. He returned the dish. Everything was fine. Gave them promo champagne, glasses to smooth things out. Corden was pleasant to him but nasty to the server. So the server was kind of shaken, and it was a she. She finished her shift. But, I look at how we are going with this world and, where our expectations have to change. I told you guys, customer service since COVID may be going out the window. In terms of timely, things being timely, we have labor shortages. And I tell my husband and friends when we go out to dinner, I go, guys, don't be in a rush. I'm telling you right now, I'm looking around the restaurant. I can tell they're understaffed. We're probably going to wait a little bit just to kind of, so this is the way we aren't like, well, gosh, I asked for water 10 minutes ago. Just let's calm it down. It looks like they're understaffed. And I think, you know, we've started to learn and we've started to realize that even if there is a mistake in the kitchen, it's a mistake in the kitchen, not necessarily the food server. Now, me as a food server, I would get chewed out if the kitchen messed up because I should have made sure that the plate, when I was a food server, had everything on it, and I should have corrected the kitchen staff. But, you know, I mean, the kitchen staff, when I would correct them, they would call me some names, and I can't say it. You know, I spoke Spanish, they spoke Spanish, and what they would say to me, I can't even repeat on air because the FCC can understand Spanish as well, and they'd be like, okay, you can't say that. And I'd be like, look, it's not me. They didn't ask for this, okay? You can be as mad at me as you want. They're going to send it back. So either you can fix it now, or we have to fix it when the customer sends it back. You know, I don't care. It's just they're going to get mad, and they're going to send it back. So do you want to fix it now, or do you want to fix it in 10 minutes when they call over the manager? Oh, blah, 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 like it's my fault. Anyway, we all got along. We all laughed about it at the end. But, you know, there's processes that happen, and it's no big deal. It's no big deal. Okay? We could get... But I see some individuals feel like they have to yell. They have to... make a stink. They have to. Is it because they don't get a chance to fight? They don't get a chance to be out there in the wild? So you have a 110-pound waitress, and you feel like you could beat up on them? And I'm not accusing him of this, but, I see this all the time. I'm like, why are you yelling at the 16-year-old fast food worker? I mean, why are you doing that? And I think there's individuals out there that are jerks. And so when you actually, you know, hear some of the backstories of some of these, celebrities, you're like, come on. But, you know, as I keep telling you guys, politics is fake. There's a lot of fakeness. You know, you do have politicians that hate each other, but you have others where they're friends. They still go to lunch. They still, it's a show for the cameras. I mean, celebrities are really, really good at being fake. I like a lot of celebrities. I think there's some real down-to-earth ones. But I think you have others that feel like their poop doesn't stink. And they get this narcissism. And they get these delusions of grandeur. Where they feel like, you know, they should be treated like kings. And, you know, when you treat, you know, a celebrity like anybody else, because maybe you don't recognize them. I don't recognize a lot of celebrities. I'm like, no way. My son does. My son's like, you know, oh, that's so-and-so, that's so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're right. Because I don't notice it. I don't stare at people's faces. And I'm like, oh, wow, you know, because we live in Vegas. So, you know, we run into celebrities all the time. There's a lot of people that live out here. Like Mark Wahlberg, if he's going to be living near me, I mean, when I'm at the grocery store, going to be, and I'm sure he has shoppers for him, but I'm going to be looking around going, okay, is that Mark Wahlberg? Because I'm just dying to meet him. But the average person, you know, you treat them, and I think a lot of celebrities want to be treated the same. They don't want, oh my gosh, look, there's Brad Pitt. I mean, they want to eat a meal, and they want to get through the meal without people driving them crazy. Maybe some people recognize them, some not, they'll wave, whatever, but they just want to eat in peace. So, yeah, it's interesting, but it just kind of reminds us, you know, guys, what we see on TV is a very scripted one. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember I told you guys that I had a patient who had abdominal pain, called in, thinking it was diverticulitis, which is inflammation of some of the pockets of the colon on the left side of the colon, and said, yeah, I think I've had this before, so I think I need some antibiotics. And there was something that just didn't seem right to me. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like you have some COVID symptoms. And I have seen abdominal pain issues with COVID. And even though many patients will be like, I'm sick of this all being COVID, I'm sick, it's COVID, COVID, COVID. And some of my listeners have said they can't stand when doctors say, well, it could be COVID. It's not always COVID. I get it. I get it. There's other diseases besides COVID. I agree with you. But in this one particular patient, I just wasn't buying that it was a diverticulitis. And I'm like, I don't like this abdominal pain you're describing to me. Please get it checked out. So he did, and then the next day, he sent me a note, and he said, I want to thank you. I was expecting him to rip me a new one. But he thanked me, and he said, look, it wasn't diverticulitis. I had a blood clot in my renal vein because of COVID. So his abdominal pain was from COVID, COVID causing a clot in his renal vein. He's on blood thinners, getting it treated. That could have been devastating. Could have killed him. Now, I'm not saying this because I want you to go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're so good. No. I'm telling you that there can be abdominal pain issues with COVID. I'm not saying we have to lock down and do all that other stuff. I'm just, as a doctor, informing you about some of the stuff that's out there. So, interestingly, one headline says there were two cases of acute abdominal pain in patients with COVID-19 that happened in the second week of their illness. And I sent a kid to the hospital for abdominal pain last night. Sounded like he had COVID, but he was having some weird abdominal pain. I'm like, I don't know what the hell this is. And I haven't gotten feedback yet on what happened there, and I don't know if I ever will, but telemedicine, most of the time you don't hear back from patients. But this was interesting, where these patients suffered a mesenteric panniculitis. Or panniculitis, I'm sorry, panniculitis. So panniculitis is inflammation of the pan or the fat. And mesentery is this web of blood vessels that can have fat on it. And the blood vessels branch out to supply the intestine with blood. And COVID caused inflammation of the fat around that. It's crazy. We've seen COVID cause bowel ischemia, where it cuts off blood flow to the bowel, liver enzymes going up. So this is the fat tissue inflamed around the intestinal mesentery. First patient was a 55-year-old female, had nausea and upper abdominal pain for 4 days. She had tested positive for COVID 10 days prior. The COVID was mild. She had asthma for 3 decades, diabetes the past 2 years, no fever at the time of admission. But then the temperature was at about 100, so there was no fever 5 days prior. And then, at the time of admission, she got up to 100. Oxygen was good. Pulse was kind of high, though. And she was tender right above the belly button and around the belly button. So they CAT scanned her, and they found that she had inflammation around the mesentery. She had swollen lymph nodes and this smudging, which can kind of tell us that there's inflammation. Sometimes, you know, we could tell appendicitis based on the stranding and the smudging, and there's certain flags that we get in descriptive terms we use. So they gave her IV steroids. They gave her fentanyl infusion. They gave her blood thinners, and because maybe part of it was a blood clot, and the pain subsided. She was given steroids and did well. Another case was a man, age 69, cough, fever, difficulty breathing. He had more issues. His oxygen was dropping, heart rate was high, lung issues, etc. But he had, on day 7 of hospitalization, severe pain under his ribs and above his belly button. Then his whole abdomen hurt, but it wasn't the pancreas. Again, the abdominal CT showed that there was fat in the central mesentery. He was also treated with steroids, pain control, and was able to survive this. So these are a couple cases of abdominal pain, and I could swear I've had patients where I'm like, look, I don't understand why you have abdominal pain. It could be related to COVID. Get your butt checked out. But, you know, if a doctor is, I mean, all I can ask you guys, and I get, you're very, very frustrated with how, healthcare has gone down and how, you know, some doctors, sided with the lockdowns, others didn't, some, you know, agree with you politically, some don't, and many people's respective doctors dropped. Most of these doctors don't deserve that. They've worked their butts. Some doctors did screw up, And I understand why some of your trust in them has, I mean, we've had some doctors do some real, real messed up things with assault and things like that. But for the most part, we doctors are trying. And when you have a doctor say, look, I think something's up. Something just doesn't seem right. Their years of training, and I understand people are worried that these doctors are in it for the money. But if a doctor says, look, I need to send you to the hospital. I don't make money from the hospital. Hospital doesn't give us money to send people. In fact, the hospital keeps telling us, don't be sending to us all these people. But if you have a doctor that says something's not right, I can't put my finger on it, please get it checked out. For the love of God, don't blow it off. That instinct. I know it's very difficult to comprehend when a doctor says they believe, you know, that God's in the room, or they believe that there's instinct or there's a sixth sense. Because, you know, science is science. And so, you know, to think that physicians might use it all. In my years of experience, decades of experience, I have seen science, blown away by science, and I'm an allopathic doctor, I'm an MD. So, we're very by the book when it comes to these textbooks and when it comes to medications and using medications, you know, I have seen and been blown away by that woman who said her friend read her palm and said she has a tumor on her ovary or her colon, and no one will believe her and order the tests. And I ordered the tests and she was right, she had an ovarian tumor. I have been blown away by how prayer has helped people recover. We had this one lady, she had broken a couple of her ribs. She had been in horrible, horrible pain. Right? So we helped manage her pain. Well, the ER had seen her, and then we followed up on her, made sure she didn't have pneumonia. Right? Did the x-ray, saw that she didn't have pneumonia, saw that she had the broken ribs. Said, okay, come back in a week because I need to follow those lungs. I need to make sure you don't get pneumonia from this. And we want to make sure you have good pain control. She comes back a week later going, I have no pain at all. I go, this is fantastic. How? She's like, do the x-ray. Are my ribs still broken? I'm like, well, yeah, I'm sure they are still broken, but how? She goes, well, I went to church and the pastor laid his hands on me and prayed and the pain's gone. I believe it. I mean, she didn't have a reason to lie. I think she was in her 60s. I mean, I've seen it all, I feel like. And you know, my instinct has kicked in going, something's wrong with you. I told you I had a gentleman who had his physical, had everything done, colonoscopy, all that, and he's leaving. And he's at the discharge counter. And he's like, you know, doc, am I good, you know, for another 60,000 miles? And I look at him, and I didn't even realize I said this. But I look at him and I say, no, there's something still wrong with you. And I didn't even realize, I didn't want to say that. That just came out. And he looks at me and goes, what's wrong with me? And I look down at his stomach and I go, I want to make sure you don't have an aneurysm. Something's not right. And I want an ultrasound. And he had a 10-centimeter aneurysm that was leaking that day. So I honestly, doctor instincts, it's golden. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.